Alyssa. Sorry for your loss.
I'd entertain a motion to come out of executive session.
Motion to come out of executive session.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to come out of executive session. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The motion carries. Order of business is storm update. Can we start with Alyssa? Yes, ma'am.
The total number of properties that received damage of some type that were turned in by FEMA when they came and did their damage assessment was 155. Our initial damage assessment had returned 151, so there were four more properties included there. The amount destroyed ranges. We had originally 43 properties destroyed, and FEMA considered 34 those actually destroyed. There's different definitions of destroyed based on who does the damage assessment, but typically destroyed means permanently uninhabitable. It cannot be lived in again that way. Major damage is temporarily uninhabitable. They can't live in it until they do some major fixes. And then minor damage, they can live in it, but it still needs to be repaired. FEMA found 14 major damaged and 81 properties in the county that had minor damage, with another 26 that were affected in some way through the property. We've looked at right at 200 properties within the path of the tornado. Someone's physically gone there, whether it's the sheriff's department, our damage assessment teams, and then there's also non-governmental organizations that are out doing. And so it's been right at 200 properties that we have mapped within that area. The multi-agency resource center was open through Saturday at 5 o'clock, and they've closed their physical location. The Red Cross had opened that, and there were different agencies in there, the health department, the Air Force. Mental health, Burrell Center was there, then OCAC. I went in there. There was quite a few. There was even free legal advice. People needed legal advice. They've closed that physical location, but that doesn't mean people, if they still need help, can't get some help. They can just call the hotline Red Cross has set up, which is 866-206-0256. And they're helping everyone, renters and homeowners. They'll help them get back into a rental location. They'll give them what they need to get some, you know, personal items, things like that.
Would you give that number one more time?
866-206-0256.
Thank you.
And then on top of that, there's donations are being handled out of the Tri-Lakes Center on 248. The AmeriCorps has been handling volunteers, but they like to be temporary. They like to hand over the volunteer effort to the local community. And that has been arranged through the area churches, which we met with them on Friday, and we're meeting again on Thursday. And the First Presbyterian Church in Branson has stepped up and offered a location. But we also met with other churches, and they were all of other denominations, and they were all okay with the location that they offered. And Pastor Tom Wilcox at First Presbyterian is going to be the Tri-Lakes Volunteer Reception Center, and it should be open at the new location, which is their youth building on Pacific Street behind the Presbyterian Church there on Main Street. By the end of the week, AmeriCorps is moving the center, and they're going to help and work with them, and they've even worked on getting some funding through private sources to actually pay some managerial supervisor-type people to oversee the volunteer coordination efforts. So I've been pleasantly happy with the just how well the churches have come together, work together, both on the western and eastern side, and what they want to offer and do for the community. We've got about 4,000 plus now volunteer hours out. Most of that's been in the county. The 80% of the volunteers were assigned out into the county. The biggest challenge there has been the debris removal with volunteers, because gas prices and then driving. Some people are doing a couple of trips and then deciding that that's all they can manage to do. We have a long-term recovery committee in the county. It has not, it started with the first set of flooding. It hasn't really picked up, but we're hoping now that it will. And there's a long-term recovery committee meeting on Monday. And that will look at people's needs, where to go, like connect them with somebody that can help them out, whether it's rebuilding or anything like that, and it's just pulling from resources. So we'll have both faith-based and then other organizations sitting on those meetings as well. And I think that's all I have, and plus we want to get to debris, and I know that's why Roden Bridge is kind of here too from listening in this morning, because debris seems to be the biggest challenge as far as where the recovery efforts are going.
Do you have the hotline number posted on the county website?
I can have IT post it on the county website. I have it out on our Facebook page. And I blogged it on the blog section of the emergency management page, but it's a little harder to find. So if you guys would like it to go on the front page, we could definitely do that.
Well, I think we should do that.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Randy.
Where we're at to date, our crews have made the initial round in Mount Branson, Pyrosite, T Highway, O Highway, and Birmingham, all the damaged site areas on the county road system. We've made our initial round and completed that Friday. But we still have debris that's appearing on the right of way. Some of them stumps, some of them just other debris, limbs, and still a tremendous amount in people's yards. And I've had two or three contacts with residents asking, what do we do with the stumps? We have no way, we can't load them, we can't do anything with them. That's the biggest problem we're running into right now is they've got friends that can help them cut wood, get that out. There's been a lot of volunteer help, different areas, people hauling limbs, but it's that type of debris that we're getting concerns with. The Shoals Park Bend, the piles have been burnt. We're still getting residents bringing in debris, but it's been real light this weekend. In fact, we sent them home noon Sunday because they only received two loads. Of course, there's raining. I don't imagine too many people were out doing much cleanup. Today, I think we've had five loads come in as of noon. So it's kind of lightened up. I don't, for whatever reason. I have contacted, as far as a tub grinder type equipment, I have contacted a gentleman with Jernigan that they do have a company working some road jobs, Kimberling City, Branson West area with tub grinders, so there's a company there. They haven't called me back as far as cost. I've also called Vermeer in Springfield. They currently do not have one available, but could probably get one depending on the length of time, what would possibly be, what need we would have. I've also contacted Hanson's Tree Service. They do have a machine. One's already working in Springfield. It is coming to the Branson area, and they did call me back with a cost there. So we do have a cost, an hourly cost, based on that. So depending on what you gentlemen we feel the need is, where we could best utilize this, we can get one available.
The would that be a easy portable move, or is it a stationary that takes quite a bit of setup?
This is one that you can move, but they do set up. They did say that we'd probably have to provide some assist equipment as far as keeping a debris pile pushed up to them. Their reach with this machine that loads itself is limited to about 12, 15 feet. So if we, I think the best option was if we'd had a place to bring these stumps or whatever to a location ahead of time, have this come in, and then it could grind them up and get rid of them, and then move to another location. Might be the best option there if there's two or three sites we could to assist.
Should we offer that to the city of Fort Sills Bend Park area and see how much gets brought there, and then just move it to Mount Branson and Powerside? And I mean, is there any other ideas, is what I'm saying, for...
We've hauled, just what was within the road, we've hauled a lot of stumps, but now there's still going to be, because only a certain amount of that's going to burn up, we're going to have a little bit of cleanup or something to do with that.
So the ones that we've hauled, we brought to Shoals Bend?
Right, that's what we've hauled within the road right away. But only a certain amount of that's going to burn up, and you're still going to have something to deal with there, even when it cools down, so... I didn't know if it'd be easier to have, if we had a place maybe in Mount Branson area, maybe Powerside area, that closer to where the debris is, maybe it's less distance up. I don't know how the resident's going to get them there, whether it be a contractor, or that's going to be the issue. Or whether they have the money to be able to hire people to get them and move, and that's going to be another.
I don't know what the situation is as far as a location that might have I know we have lots of people asking for fill dirt and things like that. I didn't know whether there might be a draw, a steep place someplace that a property owner would want to take and haul those to and dump them. I know that in the past, I think we have one or two locations where that kind of stuff has been dumped when we had road work done. Is that something you think we could check into, Randy, or put it out there with the news media to...
Right.
To ask for a location that might have a rather steep ravine or something that they wanted to fill in? Or...
What do you think, Ron?
Well, I think we need to do that. I'm concerned about how they're going to get stumps moved. If it's not us that's doing the moving of the stumps and hauling them.
Right.
Unless they contract privately to get that done, and that's a huge undertaking, I think.
Right.
I mean, just driving down to the Powerside area, if you look at the vacant land getting in there on Silver Creek Road, there's hundreds of trees down through there.
Right.
Are we talking about farms like that? Are we talking about... areas like Powerside, Mount Branson, or
residential
areas
and stuff, areas like that. I mean, as far as some of the fields, that's going to take a dozer to be able to pretty much deck that, and they can burn that
right
within
there,
the county.
Right.
I mean, something like that. But in around houses is one of the residents that called me said, I mean, I've got a tractor, but I can't move anything of that size. And other than that, they're going to have to hire a contractor with the equipment big enough to handle that. So,
I agree with Danny that first we probably need to find a site location for a property owner that's willing to allow us to transport and drop off what we need to have dropped off.
Right.
I'm expecting a call either today or tomorrow from USDA from the director here in the state of Missouri that was referred to me when I was in Washington, and hope to have a good lead on where we might find additional funds to help us. But
let's have it placed on the radio and the newspapers about location that Randy might go look at and approve, bring to us and approve for, if we had, you know, one in the Mount Branson area, one the T Highway area, so on and so forth. And we'll do it for residences first. We've kind of went through this in phases, the plan to get this recovered. Really satisfied with the accomplishments of what's been done so far. But let's look at that and put that in perspective. That would save a lot of money on the tub grinding business. If Shoals Bend wanted to set one up, or we wanted to be a part of that and let the city and the park have the mulch that's involved for their time and appreciation for having that spot for us, I think that would be great also. That's just my ideas. You guys, I can't think of anything else to do other than that.
Well, as far as the Shoals Bend Park, I mean, there's no mulch there for them to be able to utilize because we basically didn't take the time to chip any of this. We just loaded it, hauled it, and they burn it. But we got a little bit of cleanup there to assist them with as soon as this.
I'm talking about in the future, what we plan from plan A, and we're going to head for plan B and what's brought in.
I think that we need to have a chat, too, with the city of Branson, see what their game plan is, what they're thinking about doing, maybe work in concert with them in a collaborative effort to find a solution. We need to have more cost figures, Randy, than the one tree service. You said you had talked with someone else, so it would give us a better handle on what we're looking at.
Okay.
But I think that knowing or arming ourselves with the knowledge of what the city has already found out, or if they have found out anything yet about how to handle those that are within the city limits of Branson, and if we can work with them, I think that we need to collaborate on this if possible. Obviously, if we have the site over here or find a site over here, utilize it for all the material that we're going to have to dispose of. But on the other side, it's my thinking we need to team up. If not, then we need to find that location over there as well.
I think the main problem is expense, Ron, with the gas expense.
Well, hopefully we need to see how involved we can be. That's where I'm headed with this. And how far we can reach out to extend our resources to help these people at this particular time. But I've got to have a handle on what those costs are going to be before we can make a decision like that. Am I speaking out of school here? So two things. If you could pursue that, give us some cost figures on what it's going to cost to do what we think is in our best interest. Number two, if we can work with the press on getting the word out there that we're looking for locations. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Dave, what are you thinking? I'm watching your eyes.
I'm waiting for the transfer station to come up.
Okay.
You're going to have the residents hire out and take these stumps wherever we can maybe find a spot.
I don't know the answer to that. I think certainly that is one of the options. I'm wondering how much we could be involved. If I can find funding, I want us to be involved. Totally.
I any of those services, we would have to bid those services out if we do a...
Well, hopefully he's going to find us some varying options just to give it an idea and a handle, if, and then okay. we would do that.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, under Missouri bidding law, we can put that in the paper 1 week and accept the bid the following. You want to jump to transfer station, Randy?
Okay, so I'm going to still work on getting you an estimated cost on the tub grinder option, various sites, and then also maybe just a site to put the stump debris.
That's Phil, right?
Somebody a viable option. Okay.
Two or three places right. would be good ones if we can dump stumps.
Okay. Okay. Transfer station.
I've had contractors from out of state calling wanting to know how much we can take, and we can't. I mean, we're running at over capacity now. I have got another truck in there, so we're keeping up as far as trucking it. Talked with one of Springfield's transfer places that's 10 times bigger than we are, and they said they wouldn't be able to handle the debris that could possibly come in. You know, we're not set up for this kind of stuff over there. This is transfer stations for the residents' general trash is mainly all it can handle.
Well, I know we've added to that load because not only did we make the decision that was made, we extended that through this month for the private citizens to be allowed to dump at the transfer station free of charge with debris from the tornado. Are we handling all that as well as our regular trash? Is
so
that what
far.
You're telling me? So
Wednesday
far.
Was the worst day. Actually, this weekend wasn't bad. Part of yesterday, the rain, I mean, I'm sure kept people from bringing stuff. But Wednesday, we had them stacked up to the outer road. Had our parking lot full. We was having to flag traffic. I mean, we had a pretty good mess Wednesday afternoon.
But in answer to your question directly, nothing has changed since we... voted, has it?
No, we met Friday just to make sure that, because of the bid that's out there, that we were not going to change anything and that we are not taking commercial haulers so that we can allow these individual residents bring their storm debris. So nothing has changed.
Okay.
And in any company that's contacted us, we've passed that same information back to them. If they've contacted the commission office, we have passed it on to them that we are not taking commercial haulers of storm debris.
Oakview Apartments off Winchester, I believe it is, T-Highway, T-10, then Winchester. One of their whole buildings was pretty well demolished. They mm-hmm. called just before I came. I guess they have volunteers maybe going to help. But the dump trucks are going to be charging them. But anyway, they're wanting to know if they can bring it to our facility.
The dump truck, the commercial haulers are charging?
What's our guess.
Our policy has been if they're charging, they need to just keep on driving and take it to the other transfer station in Springfield because we can't handle the volume. I mean, and I would say that we've left a little discretion up to you, David, based off workload, but...
We have been able to take a few.
Right, because it just...
volunteers. Kennecott has helped with a couple of their dump trucks and stuff, and we've been able to take those.
But
that
I think
helping
the overall rest. Policy based off what's happened is there've been no commercial haulers.
But that's free. That when you're talking about that, the pickup that they've done for people has been free on
yes.
their part.
Right, they're
completely free.
And as far as we're concerned, anybody that volunteers, uses their equipment, does all that, and it's free, then we're taking
we'll
it.
Take it.
But if they're charging the citizens and they're collecting an insurance check or whatever,
well,
it goes on to Springfield. Now,
or wherever they want to take it.
Or wherever they want to take it. But the thing of it is I need to know whenever you get in those situations like Wednesday, because mm-hmm. it's been quoted by me several times about the safety issue out there by the school. Now, they're on spring break now, So we've got a little bit of leniency there that we could, you know, if you get backed up and we have to have flaggers and all that kind of stuff, we can kind of work through maybe this week. But when there's school kids out there driving and teenagers, I've been out there whenever it's just a regular day and they pass each other trying to get somewhere. And if we've got a truckload of debris there, we had no fatalities in this situation, which was God sent to us. And I do not want for something to happen that the county has been a part of.
Melissa, is the city's bid today, is that 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock?
I think it's
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, okay.
We do have a turning lane there. It did look like they were going to start getting on the outer road last week, one day, but they did not.
Yeah, and people need to understand that at Joplin, when they had their situation, they think that Springfield's a long location to drive that stuff. They were taking it into Oklahoma. They were also taking it all the way back to Mount Vernon to farms. So the distance from Springfield, from here to Springfield, is no different than what those people dealt with whenever they haul their debris. So I just wish everybody good luck with that, and that maybe our plan will change later on. But we have, like you said, we have all we can handle right now.
We're doing the best to take all we can. Like I say, I can't take it all.
Have you got any other questions we need to answer for you, David?
Nope.
Randy, Devin, anything else?
I've got enough.
What?
I've got enough.
I'm sure you do.
We've got one road. Friday, there were 5 stumps placed right at our road edge. This morning, there were 14. Do you want us to push them back away from the road?
I don't want them on the road easements.
Okay, so push them off.
But we can't put them on someone else's property either.
Well, they're on their own property, Jim. I went to the location. But the thing of it is these are sticking out on the asphalt. I went to that location
obviously
yesterday.
We got to make sure the roads are safe. I mean, push them back until we get information, I guess, Randy.
Okay.
I mean, it's the first time we start picking up some stumps.
The publics are familiar with this, Jim. Some of those root wads are big enough that one stump is going to take up an entire dump truck load or a trailer load or whatever. So something like that sticking out and somebody drives through there after dark and they're not used to it and they run into the corner of that thing,
right,
we've got a serious problem. And so we're not trying to be hard to get along with it. We're just trying to secure the safety of our citizens and get this problem solved.
Anything else, Melissa? Thank you.
Randy, get back with us on the tub grinder just as quick as possible.
Nikki.
Treasurer real fast.
Yes, let's step up to payroll. I'll make a motion.
Motion to approve payroll.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve payroll. Do you have something for us, Don, besides?
I got
discussion.
This.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Commissioner Hausman, I failed to get a check listed when I read off the accounts payable. I'd like to go ahead and approve an accounts payable check that I overlooked. That is motion to approve check number 328161.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve check number 328161.
Correct.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. That's okay with her. It's okay with me. Okay. Thank you, Helen.
Would you? You want to come get this? This is.
I've got
How many months? Not that you're counting.
Nikki, agenda request review real quick.
Yes.
Then we'll go back into exactly.
Branson Centennial Resolution.
I'd request that from Nikki, is that we did a resolution when Hollister turned 100. Branson's going to be turning 100. I'd like to work on a resolution.
Do we want to do it Thursday or Monday?
We could write it first. Monday's fine.
I pulled Hollister's.
Okay, we just need to change
it. And I have a little bit of information, and I have a phone call in to Vicki at City of Branson.
Let's do it Monday. That gives you more time.
Well, just whenever you do it Monday if you have the information. If not, we'll do it push it back.
Later.
Yeah.
Okay. Alan Katrin with Christian Associates is asking for a letter of support for Housing First Scattered Site Project. Can I draft that and read?
Within Taney County?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm in favor of that.
Why don't you draft it, let us see it, and then maybe for next Monday?
Okay.
That way we can maybe review it Thursday.
Purchase card policy discussion. There were some questions on using the card during election time.
Do you want to do it Thursday?
Yeah, but that question was regarding the rental of
A U-Haul.
Right.
All you have to do is sign the agreement. That's done. And then, I mean, it's...
I don't think we need to have a discussion. I don't think it's a problem.
She should just go ahead with that.
Is it something that needs to be entered into the policy?
I don't think so.
She did it last year.
Unless you think otherwise, I don't think we need to. I think we can just go forward with it. Right. Okay.
That's fine. Okay. What day?
I don't think there's anything to do.
Do we need don't want to post it.
Do we need to modify the policy? I don't think
whatever,
we need to.
I'll do whatever you ask me to do.
She just needs to move forward with the same lease agreement she signed before, and we're all set.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay. Anti-harassment policy.
That's a Linda Sorensen, wasn't it?
Yes.
Thursday? Or Monday?
Let's talk about it Thursday.
Let's talk about it Thursday.
So bring it back up or
no,
as an agenda?
No, put it on the
item.
Agenda.
Put the agenda.
Okay. Drug court support letter is an annual letter that we do.
Put it on there. We do that every year.
Yes. Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
It won't take any time to do it.
No, I won't. There were some questions on our press release policy. Do you feel like this needs to be an agenda item as far as what departments are able to?
I don't understand where the questions came from. Every elected official can do a press release.
Correct.
You can't keep them from doing that.
Right. What if they are not an elected official and just a department head?
Well,
do they need to go to their elected official?
I think so.
Or,
I would think so.
Okay, so I won't post this.
No.
And we still need to revisit commission task collaboration meeting. It's been put off a few times. If we're completed with it, that's fine. I'll just...
We're not, but we're not ready for it yet.
Okay, so you tell me.
However, I would like to have you to wake us up again as to, no, I don't need that right now. Okay. As to appointments. And I had a name the other day for Big Creek, by the way. It was Olin Tiller. Are you talking with people down there, right?
Right.
I'm just trying to find names down there.
Well, if he's in the Big Creek area, I'm fine with it, but I'm not sure he is.
Does he live in the Brainerd? Is that... We did look at it. I don't know. I was just given that name the other day.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you'd let me remind me of what positions we have yet to fill.
That one in PNZ is what you're talking about?
Big Creek.
PNZ, yeah. Big Creek. I know that that's a vacancy, and if we have any others, we need to know that.
Yeah, unless there's one in the park, and I think we said there wasn't one in the park. I think we're current.
Transportation Board.
Transportation Board.
Yes.
We have one vacancy, don't we? Yep.
We need the district lines on
there. Yeah, we do need
I have them upstairs.
We'll just furnish that to us, and then we'll move from there.
I had Wayne Dietrich come to me. He would like to have himself as well as Mr. Jay Chisholm who's the interim director, for a meeting with you gentlemen. He's going to be in the area
interim
March
director
14th.
Of University
the Extension?
Extension?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
March 14th or April 6th. Those are non-commission days. I believe one's a Wednesday, one's a Friday.
What was the options again?
This coming Wednesday, the 14th, and April 6th, I believe is a Friday.
Do they have an issue to discuss, or is it just a meeting?
He just wants to say
introduction, hi. If you gentlemen have any questions for him as the interim director.
What do you think, Danny?
I'll just, however you guys can work it in your schedule there, let me know.
I've got two appointments on this Wednesday. What about the 6th, you said?
April 6th.
I've got two in the morning. I had time. Let me look here. That's fine. April 6th is fine.
Anytime?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
I'd
hope first in the morning.
Let us know.
Okay. The other ones I'm holding on, that's all I have.
Guys, anything from you that we need to have her add?
Can you just, on Thursday, since we have a 10 o'clock, can we try to put all those things before the 10 o'clock and just start earlier if we need to?
Yeah.
Not knowing how long the hearing's going to go, and I think we got enough things.
Well, and I'm also thinking that if Randy has enough information that we just ask him to gather, although he may or may not, but if he does, I'd like to hear from him so we can move on that sooner rather than later.
On the Red and Ridge storm update, yeah.
The way I'd like to do that, Ron, if you don't care, is post-storm update, pretty regular.
This Thursday?
Every Monday and Thursday.
Okay.
Because there's...
And then
we post the time change.
Do we want to try to finalize this on Thursday? We can finish with it.
Yes, sir. BOE, we're having our BOE planning session discussion.
What's the length of time you want on that?
10 minutes, 15 minutes.
15 minutes is fine.
Just to finalize what dates we want to set BOE for.
Okay.
I'd entertain a motion to go back into executive session.
Motion to go back into executive session pursuant 610.021.1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to revised statutes of Missouri 610.021 subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
And for those listening, we're done for the day. We won't be no more broadcasting the rest of the day.